Russell Wilson in his career has the ninth most fourth quarter comebacks in NFL regular season history.
Mm.
Fourth most in postseason history behind some guy named Mahomes.
Mm.
Some other guy named Brady.
Oh.
Some other dude named Montana.
Oh.
Yeah. And when you look at the fourth quarter comebacks in the regular season, it's like Dan Marino and Johnny Unitas and Drew Brees and Ben Roethlisberger third and Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. So here's the hypothetical. And Pony did something like this yesterday. I thought it was cute. Different hypothetical he threw out there. I'll throw this one out there. Would you sign up today, right now, for Steelers down six, 2 minutes left, Russell Wilson with the football, let's say at the 28-yard line, Steelers 28-yard line. Would you sign up for that right now?
But what else? What's the other option?
The option is you just let the game play out.
I'd sign up for that right now.
You'd sign up for that right now?
Yeah.
I would too.
That's how these quarterbacks, they are. I mean, they're these old school. Russell Wilson is an old school quarterback. Ben Roethlisberger, the names that you just named, like they love 2 minute because everything that they've seen in the game, it has slowed down. And every defense is not on the table in that instance.
And this is going quick, right?
And this is why I love 2 minute as well, is because there's only maybe like one or two defenses that because you're going so fast and they know that you need to score a touchdown. So they're only going to be in like maybe one or two defenses. They don't have time to call like a funky defense or even bring crazy blitzes or you know exotic things. They don't have time for that. So you know what you're running, you know the audibles, and you know where everybody's going to drop. So then you run a play. All right, they dropped here. All right, well, let's run the same play, but let's, do it to the different side, and this other side has a different play. And now you know where the guys are going to drop. So you go the opposite direction. Like, where he's going to drop, go the opposite side. Like, you can just tell what's going to happen. You can operate at a faster pace. You could catch them off guard. You could inch your way down the field, and then they get tired. And then you take your shot. And then you put the nail in the coffin.
That's to me, so well said, and I think that's a great look at why guys who are great are successful in those moments. I think the other thing is you go for the kill too.
Yes.
It's not just dink, dunk, dink, dunk, dink, dunk. It's, okay, now I got what I want. I'm taking that shot.
Yes.
One of the great moments in Steelers-Ravens lore was the 2010 divisional round game. And it's 3rd and 19. There's 2 minutes and 7 seconds left in the game. And instead of throwing it at the sticks or instead of throwing it short and living to play fourth down, Ben says, here we go.
Ravens late getting back onto the field as the Steelers come up to the line. 3rd and 19. Weldy Moore in the backfield with Roethlisberger. Looks like a three-man rush for Baltimore.
That's all they're showing.
And that's all it is. Roethlisberger going to go deep. Caught! Antonio Brown out of bounds inside the five. We have a penalty marker down.
So it's funny. I was pulling a lot of old Steelers-Ravens clips this morning, and in just about all of them, at the end, it's either we're going to have to see what happens here upon further review, or there's a penalty marker down.
Mm-hmm.
So the NFL was the NFL back then, as the NFL is now. But that's one of the great moments in Steelers-Ravens history. That was when Antonio Brown really announced himself as a threat.
Yes.
He was two dogs, one bone with Emmanuel Sanders, and he's holding the ball on his helmet. Oh, God. Uh-huh. What a throw. What a catch. And that was ball game. That's what the great ones do. Like, I'm not just throwing it and getting 9 yards there so I set up a 4th and 10. No, I'm chucking that thing. Yes. And we saw it with the Mike Williams play last week. It's 3rd and 9. You know that they're playing the sticks, and you're going to have an opportunity. You got to make the most of it. Bang. Kill shot.
And I think that those things are predetermined too. Like, they aren't in the moment. Like, you do, you call a play or you signal a play where you know you have a safety route, which is, say it's, 3rd and 19, like that play with Ben Roethlisberger. You have something that can get you halfway, right? But you do always have that shot in there just in case. And I think guys like Ben, guys like Brady, guys like even Russ Wilson, who have won Super Bowls and knows what it takes, and it takes those plays to do it, those shot plays, whenever you do have a down and distance where you could cut it in half and kind of play for the next down, they already predetermined, I am going for the jugular.
Yep.
I'm going for it. Because they don't think that we're going to go for it. They think that we're going to try to get 8 yards here. I am going for it, and I'll live with that. And they usually live with it in a good way.
Yeah.
And that's why that they are who they are.
That's what all those greats have in common.
Yes.
Is I'm not here to live for the next down.
No.
I'm here to beat your ass. So you had that moment from Ben. You had the moment last week from Russell Wilson. And so the hypothetical is, would you sign in blood right now today, not knowing what the outcome is going to be, down 6 with Russ, 2 minutes to go? We both say yes. And so the obvious other question is, at 412-928-9370, already, do you view Russell Wilson as this Ben-like figure who you just have faith is going to be able to pull these games out in the final few minutes? I do. He hadn't done it here with regularity. He's only played 3 games. He's done it once. But you go and you look at his career, and that matters. That's why he's here, is to win these games in these moments.